Congressmember John Katko convened a bipartisan briefing of state and local elections officials from across the state Tuesday in Syracuse to discuss cybersecurity in the 2020 primaries and the presidential election. Katko serves on the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Protection and Innovation Subcommittee. He says an additional $425 million in this year's federal budget will be spent to protect the votes of millions of Americans. After hearing from Board of Elections commissioners, he feels New York is in good shape.
Much farther ahead than some other states. There's some other states where we're very concerned about it, and I wanted to get a feel for the local level, and I got a better feel today. We're doing as good as we possibly can here, and in fact, we have paper ballot backups is going to help a lot. So even if there is a ransomware attack or a cyber attack, ultimately, I don't think it's going to undermine the impact of the election results in any way, shape, or form.
Are the concerns over possible election hacking or interference by other countries of real concern? Co-executive director of the State Board of Elections, Todd Valentine, says they monitor operations throughout the state.
You can't hack paper, but you can disrupt the election process, and that's what we guard against as far as the redundancy for the voter registration system, for the voting equipment itself.
The coordinated discussions about cybersecurity and elections like the one held Tuesday is something Katko hopes will serve as a model. He plans to request his colleagues in Washington hold the same kind of discussions in the other 49 states ahead of the elections. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.